Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, January 21st, 2018 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. The most recent draft of the PDF that holds the text for these shows is number 961. And a shout out and a stay strong to our brothers and sisters in Greece for their recent general strike, following the state's imposition of yet more austerity. We will globally meld our actions together shortly, I feel certain. Sisters and brothers, where we left off in our last reading of the Romans Epistle of the Apostle Paul, try saying that five times fast, some thoughts came to us. Paul was a phenomenal event. And by the way, is it possible to doubt his story of the arresting voice and light of Jesus stopping him in his tracks when he was going about his authorized business, obeying the orders of the state and arresting followers of the way and demanding that he think about his acts? Jesus did. Consider the time, 2,000 years ago, when communication in writing and scholarly familiarity with the written word of spiritual guides and selection to be a rabbi were not the acquisitions of many. Consider what Jesus needed for the next many centuries, and that as spirit manifest, he saw the all of it. Could there have been a better candidate? Is it not altogether too perfect an event not to have been highly intended? Paul was a phenomenal event, unprecedented and so unexpected by the statesmen. And when the power guys don't see the people coming, that event has advantages and challenges for us, as we recognize with Occupy. We considered this question to some extent in our Waking Up radio show of December 7, 2014, when we began the chapter in Anti-Systemic Movements titled 1968, The Great Rehearsal, when our good three, Giovanni Arrighi, Terence K. Hopkins, and Emmanuel Wallerstein said, quote, "There have been only two world revolutions. One took place in 1848. The second took place in 1968. Both were historic failures. Both transformed the world. The fact that both were unplanned and therefore in a profound sense spontaneous explains both facts. The fact that they failed and the fact that they transformed the world. 1848 was a revolution born at least as much of hopes as of discontents. It was certainly not the French Revolution the second time around. It represented rather an attempt both to fulfill its original hopes and to overcome its limitations. 1848 was, in a Hegelian sense, the sublation. And when we first encountered that word, we looked it up, found out it means stolen from below, a smaller entity taken into a larger one. It was the sublation of 1789. Unquote. Unplanned and therefore in a profound sense spontaneous. How long did it take for the power guys of that day, a many hundred years long day, to absorb Paul? Or should we say for Paul to sublate them? And I say Paul because Paul is a tutorial and a how-to manual, the antidote to Plato. In choosing Paul, Jesus brought out the big guns, to use a bad comparison. Power learned a lot from his experience with Paul. It learned that it must become what we want, just as today it becomes the faux opposition to the cardboard cutout faux power images. Wealth, corruption, bad politicians, police and soldiers, corporations, all of which usually behave as trained. Few of us have separated to the truth. Because just as with Proudhon's, we haven't had the words of Paul discussed broad enough for the choice to enter our consciousness. Power became Christianity. And the original need upon which power works this con, of which all the rest are derivatives, is our need to think, to develop our thought. A bothersome habit from power's perspective, We can see this interrupt and divert strategy of powers now continuously as its hopes of divinity sink in the constant stream of controversies they hope to float. And I mean controversy for controversy's sake, not to get us to believe one thing or another necessarily, although usually they do try to accomplish more than one thing, as with Trump, but rather just to encourage disagreement, to keep us at each other's throats. The global statesmen are a machine only gunged up by our growing beyond them.